Hey, Chris, did you know that it is illegal in New York to...
Hold on, guys. We have to have a conversation.
Hold on, guys.
We're doing a podcast, him and I, together. Did I know what?
That it is illegal in New York?
No, I didn't know this already.
Well, I'm not finished.
Oh, well, hey, well, good. I don't want to be rude. Go ahead, finish.
It is illegal to sell a house in New York without telling the person that's buying it that it is haunted.
So it's illegal. I'll get back to it. It'll be fine. But well, let's deal with this for right now. It's illegal for someone to sell you a house in New York if they don't tell you it's haunted.
Yeah.
But that's not real, you know? But nothing's haunted though, right? Can we agree on that? You seen, how many ghosts you seen? Never seen one, right? So what the fuck are you talking about? So what the fucking fuck are you talking about, right? He's a dead realtor, just possessed him.
I'm here to get out the information. One comedy show at a time. It's illegal in New York to sell a house without telling them it's haunted.
I don't know, man. I mean, I don't think I could care about anything less than that. You know what I mean? I don't think. Like, even if I'm talking to my friend and we're in a conversation and it's already boring, and then my friend says, oh, hey, by the way, do you know it's illegal in New York if a realtor sells you a haunted house and they don't tell you? I fucking am not friends with that dude anymore. You understand? And this guy just said it in the middle of the fucking show, dude. This is a show. And this guy's like, oh, dude, I love thinking like on the way here, he was like, babe, you know if there's a lull, you know I'm gonna tell him about the New York thing. Yeah, I'm gonna tell him about the New York realtor thing. Yeah, that's the most boring thing I've heard in 2025. So, congratulations.
Won't do it again.
Well, just don't say anything boring anymore, okay? Look, here's the thing, too. Like, I have two kids, and
I have four.
You have four kids?
I do. I have four.
Oh shit, dude.
Right.
I don't care. Yeah. I mean, I care about them. I hope that they are great, but they're not, right? They're not? Dude, what? Are you okay or what? Because remember what the fucking guy? Is it what?
He went to the bathroom.
Who went to the bathroom?
My guy.
What the fuck are you talking about? I'm not asking you about that guy. So he goes to the bathroom and you're like, now time to talk about my kids. Look at so weird. Is he the dad of the kids?
No!
Go figure! Dude, you know. Dude! You're telling me that you can't hold a relationship! You're terrible. Dude, what are you doing? You're not at an amusement park. Are you okay? Are you okay? Look, this old lady's losing her mind. I love it. This is beautiful. How do you get like that? How do you get like that?
What's your name, Chris?
No, it's not Indy, bro. This is, don't blame Indianapolis. You guys have really good shrimp at St. Elmo's. Do not fucking blame Indianapolis. The fucking... The guy's in the bathroom! He's gonna come back and break up with you again. You understand?
Why is it so weird?
After he takes his shit, just coming out here?
Why is it so weird? Who made it weird? Oh, is it my girlfriend again with the four kids? Fuck!
So how old... So, ma'am, by the way, bro, the New York real estate thing was still way more boring than this. I don't want you thinking like, thank God. No, you're still the most boring person here, okay?
Thank God, on the way home, thank God that lady said some shit. No, no.
Please never forget. He's our 9/11, okay?
Dude said, hey, you know, with an apartment and a realtor, dude was fucking flying into the building. You got four kids, how old are they?
12, 7, 8, and 4.
12, 7, 8, and 4?
Yep.
All right, so. Didn't expect you to know that quickly, to be honest, so very good. 12, 7, 8, 4, bam. Okay, so that's great, all right? Now, all right, no. So, which, are they all from the same dad or no? Get the fuck out of here! You don't say! No, you're all with me, dude. You're not, there's not gonna be people that are like, oh, that's kind of mean. Fuck you, okay? This happened, I have to deal with it, all right? When the ship goes down, you fucking save yourself, okay? Dude, get the life raft. Fucking eat my dick, okay? I'm up here, we're all going down. You still were the most boring fucking person here. No, are you going to the bathroom?
I gotta go, you're gonna make me pee my pants.
Okay, that's fine, but just before you go to the bathroom, how many kids do you have, ma'am? Three? You have three kids?
Long way. I
gotta go. She's like you're fucking Liam Neeson and Taken or some shit. Walk away. All right, dude, we're gonna time you, bro. Is your guy that's about to break up with you still in the bathroom? Is he still in the bathroom? Will they meet? What if, no? He's here, he's back? You guys gonna have more kids?
Hell yeah.
No, she's got her tubes.
Wait a minute, hold on. She just said hell yeah. And what did he say? No, what?
Six all together, but
you stop. Hold on. You have six kids now? What the fuck happened in the last 2 minutes? You're so fertile that you just gave birth twice during this show. What happened?
Endometriosis ain't shit.
Huh? What did she fucking say? Does anybody know? Endometriosis? Look, you're drunk. Don't try and say words like that, okay? Endometriosis. So you have six kids or four kids?
Six together.
So six together or four?
I'm not asking separate, dude. I know they're all their own people, but you have six kids total. Four with him?
No, none with me.
Am I Maury Povich? What the fuck is going on? All right, so four, okay. All right. So six kids together. How about this? Fucking explain it better. I give up. Explain it better. I got four kids. We're talking about four kids. And then she's just like, got six kids. Like it's fucking, the whole thing doesn't make sense. That was like the end of the fucking movie Sixth Sense. I'm that confused. Wait a minute, they were dead the whole time? Come on, fucking what the?
Four kids with my baby daddy and six kids together.
Who's the other guy? He's also your baby daddy. Four kids with my baby daddy and two kids with another baby daddy, right?
Yeah.
Say it better. No, say it better. Explain it fucking better. I'm waiting. I still have to finish my story about the frogs. So, how old are the other two?
I got a 12-year-old.
I already know that. Remember the four? Those are the four. 12, 8, 7, and 4, or whatever the fuck. What about the other two?
7 and 8.
So you have a 7 and 8 year old and then also a 7 and an 8 year old. You're just fucking laying down, huh? Just laying down for 2 years. Whoever, fuck it. Dude.
What the fuck is going on? You have 2 8-year-olds and they're not twins? No, that's impossible, right? I'm no doctor, but what the fuck are you talking about?
Two baby mamas!
What?
Two baby mamas? But you're you. You're only you. So he's got, okay, so he's got two kids.
Yes.
Thank you, sir. And how old, oh God. Okay, so how old are your kids? Do they all get along?
Yeah, 7.
No. They all get along?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, all right, cool, okay. You guys get along.
It's total.
So, yeah, I understand the fucking math. I'm not the idiot here, okay? I'm the, okay, 6, I get it, 6. Okay, 6, 2, he had 2, you had 4, you had 1 big family. Like, it's like step by step, I get it, okay, cool. Well, that's cool though, and they're all so they're the youngest is 4.
Correct.
You have 2. You have twins.
Irish twins. They're 11 months apart.
They came out Irish. Hey, how the fuck did we get here? I don't know. I was laying down for 2 years. I didn't really pay attention. I don't know, man. I got 2 kids. You know, chill. And. I got a 5-year-old and a 2-year-old, so 2 together. And one with my baby mom and then 1 with my baby mom. And so, it's the same person. And so I got, we're potty training them. Did you do that? Or you just let them shit everywhere? You potty training them?
Yes, hell yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's key. Yeah. Sure. No, that's definitely key. That's the key to family. I'm going to give you a life hack because you'll probably have more kids. So here's the life hack. Okay, with your next guy. You will have, you, here's the deal. No offense, sir. So you, people try to potty train them when they're like 2 and 2.5. They don't know fucking anything.
No, right? Put them on the toilet with a popsicle and they got
it. No. You're a bad mom. And so, but we knew that before that. And so, we're all going down. Fucking all of us are going down. I don't give a shit, dude, okay? She's a bad mom, we all know it. Fucking shut up. Don't be, oh! I think potty training is probably the funniest. Dude, it's probably the funniest thing that I've ever had to do.
Why?
What, you think I'm not gonna fucking say it? What are we, on the phone? The fuck? Why? Sorry, just adding. The fuck asks why at a comedy show? There wasn't even a beat. I think potty training is hilarious. Like, I was gonna be like, I think potty training is hilarious. Good night, everybody. That's not how a fucking joke goes, dude. Have you ever been anywhere? You know, places? Have you been? Have you been to places? It is what it is. Are you, what do you do for a living? Like she has a job, you know what I mean? Like, what do you do for a living? So what's your job? What's your job?
Store manager.
You say, oh, store manager, you said. What store?
Claire's in Greenwood.
Guy's not impressed with Greenwood right there. Greenwood. Any other Claire's would be fine. The one in Greenwood, you gotta be fucking killing me. Smells like dirty pussy, that one. There's always 6 kids running around in it. I went there for 2 years once, back and forth. There was this lady lying down on the floor with her legs open. 2 fucking years. 2 little Irish bastards just yelling at me every time I came in. Claire's accessories, is that what we're talking about? Or are you just saying fucking your friend's house? I'm a store manager at my friend Claire's house. Just selling things at her house. Claire's like, stop selling my fucking things. So if you want, there's this. You can buy it if you want. Claire's coming down the stairs. What the fuck? This is my stuff. Get out. Your kids need you. But yeah, though, potty training is key. I think it's the most fun I've ever had in my life. Want to know why? Does anybody care to know, or should we call it a night? It's usually my last line of the show, but I'm gonna go on.